You know, the day after you have sex, and you're just at work, and your mind keeps wandering back to the previous evening. Yeah, these little flashbacks, and you just get this wave of sex that comes over your body, makes you all fizzy. Do you know what I mean? Keep getting that today. Wow. It's a really, really nice feeling. I'm just sitting at my desk doing my work, quite happy. And then I'll remember something, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, all over my body, and especially in my pussy. I'm gonna need to sort myself out soon. Can't keep this up much longer. Last night was special. Jay was going down on me. As wonderful as it was, I craved penetration. I was laying on my back. He straddled me. I was stroking his cock. And I was lifting up my hips to try and rub his cock on my pussy. Rubbed it on my clit, felt so good. I desperately, desperately wanted it inside me. Still had the blindfold on. I brought my hips up as high as I could. It wasn't high enough. And he lowered himself ever so slightly, and I was able to put the head of his cock just on the entrance. I rubbed it. Oh, rubbed it on me. It felt amazing. I think I became a bit cock drunk at that point. As he was unwrapped, I didn't care. I just wanted a deep dicking. I said please many, many times. I begged. And finally he submitted, and he penetrated me bareback and raw. Please. Please. And then he took my blindfold off so that we could look deep into each other's eyes, just as we'd planned. He looked absolutely delighted, and I know I had a massive smile on my face to feel his dick inside me with no pesky condoms to ruin it. Wow. He didn't need much persuading. I'd already discussed it a little bit earlier in the evening. I was in the bath. He was bathing me, my sponge. It was really, really nice. Very intimate. And he fingered me as well. And I sucked him off. And I asked him, how risk averse are you? And he said, very. He knew exactly what I was talking about. Because of where I am in my cycle, I thought, if there was ever a time to have unprotected sex and get away with it, this was the time. So despite that conversation, just 1 hour later, there we were, fucking bareback, not a care in the world, just enjoying the sensation.
Yes, yes.
And I enjoyed it very, very much. I loved lying next to him. This was a bit later after I'd come. Giving him a hand job. And then just impulsively and spontaneously mounting him. With no pause to put the condom on. He did use one. It's fair enough. I would have loved to have taken his cum without protection, but I think that was just a step too far, you know. So, last night, Jay licked me for ages. And he made me come. It was so good to finally get there. Last night, just like the other times that he's gone down on me, I've gotten so, so close. And I just couldn't get over the edge. I couldn't, you know, it just wasn't fast enough, it wasn't quite hard enough, but he did it, we did it, and this is what it sounded like.
Please, 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 please.
when I go quiet there at the end, it's because I was biting the pillow. I was laying on my back with my legs spread, and I had my head turned to the side. My hands were grasping Jay's head, and as I came, for some reason, I just felt the need to bite the pillow. So it doesn't sound quite as intense as it actually was, but I can assure you, it was immense. I told him today, he should be really proud of himself. I sent him the recording. He said, "Fuck yeah, that is so hot, baby. Glad you recorded it. I love it." I love it too, Jay. I love that I have a record of what went down. I was worried that I wouldn't remember it the next day, but I do remember everything. Oh my god, your face when you unzipped my coat and discovered that, with the exception of my knee-length boots, I was absolutely butt naked underneath. Your face was such a picture. I remember you spanking me. I remember that lovely bath. I remember you kissing my body. Oh. What a night. And now it's 2 weeks till the next one. Bollocks. But then hopefully after that, it'll be at least twice a week. Every week. God, I hope so, because having to wait 2 weeks in between seeing you, it's just unbearable. But I have to bear it, because that's the situation we're in, and I knew that going into it. I'm very busy the next 2 weeks, so hopefully it'll go quickly. But at least I have that recording, and I capture the sound of you coming as well, which is what I wanted. I love the sound of men coming. And this one is especially hot because we were together and you came while fucking me. I didn't mean to be that loud. Mm-hmm.